RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Vox Lux, now playing in area theaters.
Brady Corbett experiments with juxtaposition, with ideas, feelings, and atmospheres which do not go together. He created a film which feels like two separate films screwed together. One follows a dreadful school shooting and its aftermath, while the other showcases the hysteria following pop megalomania. There are two separate tones as the film undergoes a hyperventilating evolution from viscerally shocking to adoring extravaganza, darkness to neon, a soothing ballad to overproduced sci-fi pop singles, from minimalism to maximalism. I understand some will walk out feeling Vox Lux is a mess of conflicting ideas and moods, but Corbett offers an exciting metamorphosis from low to high, a boundary-pushing shift in time and character directors rarely attempt. Vox Lux is Latin for voice of light. After surviving a horrific high school shooting, young Celeste, played by Raffi Cassidy, pens a song with the help of her sister Eleanor, played by Stacey Martin, from her hospital bed, and Celeste's voice commands attention. It unites the globe in sympathy and healing. It propels Celeste to a level of superstardom witnessed once a generation. It also shoves the film into its second phase, 17 years later, where we find adult Celeste, played by Natalie Portman, as both global behemoth and prisoner. Celeste commands concert crowds in the tens of thousands, yet she cannot eat lunch with her daughter without being pestered for autographs and thrown out for being an alcoholic bleep for opting not to sign one. Brady Corbett has a message. Everything in 2018 is a commodity. School shootings, terrorism, and the concept of privacy in public life. If people pay attention to you, if you own a place on the stage, be you a pop star or terrorist, you have power. On the first day of Celeste's new concert tour, terrorists storm a tourist beach in Croatia, murdering multiple sun-soaking vacationers. What does this have to do with Celeste? The attackers wore masks Celeste wore in her first music video. This will require a statement from Celeste, an explanation, and of course her innermost thoughts on terrorism, the socio-political culture which catalyzes it, and how it must connect to her as a capitalist musician, and above all as a woman. But Celeste is in on the secret of celebrity superpowers. It doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter what you say, no one cares. Celeste has had enormous public meltdowns and scandals over the years, and she remains as popular as ever. Nobody cares about the pedestrian she ran over with her car while on drugs. Nobody cares that Eleanor writes her song lyrics and raises her daughter, Albertine, also played by Raffi Cassidy. Naturally, nobody responsible for making or starring in the film will dare mention any real-life personality Celeste could possibly be based on. Between you and me, however, Celeste is an amalgamation clearly influenced by Madonna, Britney Spears, and Lady Gaga. Corbett says Vox Lux is an opera that has a prelude, two acts, and a finale. At times, it feels more documentary, especially when the narrator, Willem Dafoe, kicks in to explain Celeste's place in the world, points of view, and inner thoughts. Vox Lux is certainly as melodramatic as a fully staged opera. Celeste lives out her substance abuse, divorce, and all of her problems in front of the camera. She melts down a few times a day, sometimes under the command of heavy narcotics, and sometimes under her own power. She has no personal space. Her family is mixed up in her business, with Eleanor operating both on the creative and personal side, with Albertine. Her entire family accompanies her on tour. Her longtime manager, played by Jude Law, crosses the line between business relationship and sometimes drug supplier, psychiatrist, and perhaps manager with benefits. Celeste has no idea who she can trust, who loves her, and who uses her. Her public persona is her only persona. When a human being is defined this way over so many years, can the audience really be shocked when Celeste acts so outrageous every now and again? Perhaps the world should be surprised she keeps it together for as many hours a day as she does. But remember, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Corbett, mostly known as an actor from international art house cinema, tackles a subject worth exploring and excels because his vision is so unique. We have not seen pop culture examined this way before. Vox Lux ends as an in-your-face extravaganza, the furthest point Corbett could take the story from its bare-bones, chilling beginning. It's more than worth the trip through this Mad Hatter's wonderland. That is why I give Vox Lux 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Vox Lux is rated R. Now playing at AMC Sundial 20, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Rego Park Place Stadium 16, AMC West Shore 14, AMC Veterans 24, Woodland Square, and Sarasota 12. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit Charlie Jewell, J-U-H-L,